Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk with Laura Ferguson. She's with the local NRCS, and I want to talk a little bit about the Southwest Iowa Soil Health Group and another series of their meetings coming up here very soon, shortly after here, the first of the year. Laura, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it.
Of course, no problem.
Can you talk a little bit about the Southwest Iowa Soil Health Group? How long has that been around?
Sure. So the group was started in 2019 by several NRCS staff in partnership with other farmers in the area, extension staff, and industry professionals who are all passionate about soil health.
And that is obviously something that a lot of folks notice as kind of a big deal, because if you work in the soil and the soil doesn't work, you got problems.
Yes.
What are some of the issues that that created the need for something like this?
Yes. Yeah, so one of a common problem here in Southwest Iowa is we see a lot of erosion happening on our more highly erodible landscape. So we have a lot of these rolling hills around here that can have a serious erosion problem if the soil is not taken care of or managed properly. In addition to that, we do see some issues with water quality, so nutrients that are leaving the field in that runoff and erosion can cause some water quality issues.
Is it more than just, I mean, you talk a lot about erosion. Is that kind of the key thing, or is it more than just that?
It is more than just that. We're also trying to improve our soil quality using practices such as cover fill can increase our soil microbiology, which is really important for keeping our soil healthy and productive.
Yeah, it's kind of important to the industry that we have good soil. I guess if you don't do anything to be proactive, anything can wear out over time.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah. Well, you've got another meeting coming up. I know you had one in December. Was it well attended?
Yeah, I think we had about 35 people in attendance at our last meeting. We had Dr. Rick Cruz from Iowa State Extension. He came and spoke about climate resilience.
Okay. Well, the next meeting coming up on January 3rd, so it is literally right around the corner here next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for folks to come in and visit once again and talk a little bit about the speaker and the topic coming up this time.
Yeah. So our meeting next Wednesday, we will have our featured speaker, who is TJ Cartes. He is with Saddle Butte Ag. And the topic next week will be cover crops for all. So he's going to be talking about how cover crops can fit into every operation. He'll discuss how to get started, how to move forward with cover crops, and then how to adapt the plan as you move forward with cover crops.
Yeah, I suppose there are a lot of issues, a lot of questions that folks would have with regard to these different topics. One of the foremost questions, of course, would be how do I do this and also not cut into my profit?
Exactly, yes. And, you know, cover crops isn't an exact science. There, you know, you have to take into your context. What works on one field might not work on the next. So it's important to understand your own operation and kind of tailor those cover crops to fit your production goals.
Yeah, Laura, it seems a lot of these issues, they're not really necessarily new issues, but agriculture, just like other industries, continues to evolve. The science is a lot better than it was 20, 30 years ago. So maybe in some cases, although the topics are kind of the same, the issues are the same, we're dealing with them a little bit differently, right?
Yes, I believe that's true. You know, the longer time goes on, you know, the more we learn about these practices, that they have been around a while. You know, people were using cover crops even back in the 70s. In the 80s, we didn't really see that practice stop so much until the last couple decades as it's gaining more traction, but it's kind of thanks to those early adopters who really put that on the field and figured out some of the issues and how to make it work that we're seeing more and more farmers pick it up.
Yeah, I see the event coming up on next Wednesday is going to be held at the Wallace Learning Center at the Armstrong Research and Demonstration Farm there near Lewis. Is that one of the projects? Have they been working on that over the years there too at the farm?
Yes, so they do have quite a few different plots out there, and they do cover crop plots. That is definitely one of the trials that they run out there. We also have an annual summer field day that we have at the Armstrong Research Farm, and we have different cover crop demos and things like that.
Sure. All right. Well, this event's coming up from 10 a.m. until noon on January 3rd. Now, this is a free opportunity for folks, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I suppose keep it free so that as many people as possible can come out and enjoy it.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Can you talk a little bit more? We talked about the SWISH. I love that acronym. Southwest Iowa Soil Health, the SWISH group. But you talked about how it was born. Is it always evolving as well? Is there room for more people?
Oh, yes. We always are encouraging more people to attend. We would love to see more farmers in attendance. You know, right now we have a decent mix of NRCS staff, farmers and extension and ag professionals, but our main goal here is to increase adoption of soil health practices across Southwest Iowa, and we really welcome anyone, especially farmers who are interested in using some of these practices and implementing them on their farms.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that the folks at NRCS are kind of keeping an eye on these things and generating these topical ideas and opportunities for folks, but you really need to get down to the grassroots, literally. You need to have the folks that are out there working on it day-to-day to be involved to make it successful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, well, this, as I mentioned, is a free event coming up on January 3rd. Is there anything in particular the folks should bring with them? Do they need to make reservations? Can you talk a little bit about the details?
No, so reservations or RSVPs are not required. I would just bring any questions you have about cover crops with you to ask our speaker.
Okay. Will there be any takeaways, any take-home items?
I think the main takeaways will just be how to utilize cover crops on your operation and some tips and tricks from one of our professionals. So. Can look forward to that.
Okay, very good. And I know we were talking before we started on air here, too, that this is kind of a series of meetings. There was one in December we mentioned, this one in January. You have a few more coming up. What would be the topics, do you know?
Our February meeting, I think we're still trying to work out the topic and the speaker for that one. It might have more of a wildlife focus, is what we're currently talking about. And in March, it's an exciting opportunity. We're actually having our first ever Southwest Iowa Winter Soil Health Conference. It's going to be a one-day conference on March 6th, which is a Wednesday, and we're going to be having multiple speakers throughout the day, a catered lunch. It will be free to attend, so I guess just keep out on the lookout for more details for that event.
Wow. Because so going to end with a bang, right?
Yeah.
All right. End the series big. Very good. Again, opportunity for folks to learn a little bit more about these different topics regarding soil health. And again, this next one is coming up in at the Atlantic area, actually near Lewis at the Wallace Learning Center, Armstrong Research and Demonstration Farm, 10 a.m. until noon, January 3rd. And again, that is a free meeting open to anyone who has any questions or concerns or has any interest in those particular topics is encouraged to come out and be a part of that, and look forward to some of those other ones coming up here in the next few months as well. Laura Ferguson has been joining us this morning. She's with the NRCS here locally, and they've been helping to plan and put together these events. Laura, thank you so much for the time and the interest that you and your staff put into making all this happen.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me.